Washington.
Speaking of diet, Angus cattle are famous for producing tender, juicy steaks, but identifying Angus beef at the supermarket can be tricky. Some meat that is labeled Angus beef actually comes from other breeds. So one company plans to use genetic testing to certify that its beef really is Angus. NPR's John Hamilton reports on the science of good steak.
Sarah Davis says there's a simple reason that Angus beef tastes so good. Genetics.
Angus have been selected for quality beef for so long that more of the positive genes for taste and tenderness and texture are concentrated in the Angus breed.
Davis ought to know. She's the president of Viagen, a company that studies and tests livestock genes. Davis says the problem for consumers is telling true Angus cuts from imposters. Under USDA rules, beef producers are allowed to slap an Angus label on beef from any animal with a predominantly black hide and without any obvious characteristics of another breed.
When those specifications were written, Angus was really the only major beef breed that was predominantly black. But as those animals began to command a premium, black is a single gene, and it was quite easy to make almost any breed black.
All it took was a little judicious crossbreeding. So Viagen used genetic information from more than 150 Angus bulls to create a DNA test for the breed. It tried the test on more than 500 cuts of supermarket beef. The test showed that many cuts labeled Angus had more in common genetically with one or more other breeds. Often, these included a breed called Brahman.
It's just the kiss of death for quality.
Dwight Hartley is a founder of a beef company in Austin, Texas, called Premium Gold Angus. He says Brahman cattle can survive hot weather better than other breeds. But the more Brahman genes in the mix, the worse the steak.
Those cattle don't grade well. They have a flat, stringy muscle. They don't texture as well. They don't mature as quickly. For a variety of reasons, they really hurt the quality of beef.
Hartley's company knew its cattle were very pure genetically, but it wanted to prove that to consumers. So it signed a deal with Viagen to genetically certify its beef. That will cost millions, but Hartley hopes the high-tech strategy will give the Premium Gold brand an edge in a highly competitive marketplace.
We want to make sure that consumers, whether it be a chef at a restaurant or a housewife, when they buy something that says it's Black Angus, it is.
Viagen and Premium Gold Angus are working with the USDA to come up with a certification program that meets government standards. In the meantime, other cattle producers say the specific breed is less important than whether an animal carries the right genes for tenderness and taste. John Pollock is a professor of animal breeding at Cornell University. He says it's not enough for consumers to know just that their steak is Angus.
It's not a guarantee. There will be Angus animals that aren't tender, and there would be animals of other breeds that were as tender as the better Angus.
Pollock says what scientists need to do is identify the genes that make the best beef and then test for those. He says scientists can already test for two genes associated with tenderness.
These are only two genes out of a fairly large number of genes that would influence tenderness, but it certainly puts the odds and probabilities much higher in favor of that animal. So it's a good step forward.
More genetic tests are likely when scientists finish work on the bovine genome. John Hamilton, NPR News.